This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone. Fax 989-875-5168 regarding Joyce Molina, Molina. Her date of birth, 4/29 of 1949. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Molina with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 25th of this year. She's been feeling well. Her weight is up 9 pounds over the last 6 months. She would like to lose more weight again, but she's feeling pretty well, and she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, she's on Norvasc 10 milligram daily, Zocor, Lasix is 20 milligram daily, Omeprazole, Flonase nasal spray, nitroglycerin sublingual if needed, Omeprazole, Claritin, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Pepcid 20 milligram daily, and gabapentin is 300 milligram at bedtime. No oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications are used. Physical exam, weight 143 pounds, pulse is 77, blood pressure is 130 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 19th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.3 with estimated GFR of 43, and the levels do fluctuate quite regularly. Albumin 3.8, calcium remains elevated at 10.8, and she's not using any calcium supplements or vitamin D. Sodium 138, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 19, phosphorus 4.0, hemoglobin 11.6, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. She is mentally doing better. No thought disorder recurrence as she had had previously. She feels as if she's thinking a little more clearly at this time. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.